Hare Krishna, everyone. Welcome. In a few days, we have a big celebration here, Sri Gaura Purnim, in which we celebrate the appearance of Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya is very important. It is the root of our tradition. And I wanted to make an attempt to explain to you who Lord Chaitanya is and who he is, why he came, so I will first read a verse from Chaitanya Charitamrita. This book, Chaitanya Charitamrita, describes the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya. Anarpita Sharim Shirat Karunaya Fatirna Kalo Samarpayitam Unajvola Rasam Svabhakti Shriyam Aripurata Sunra Dyutikadamba Sandipita Sadari Daya Kandri Spuratu Vasachinandanam. May that Lord who is known as the son of Srimati Satchi Devi be transcendentally situated in the innermost chambers of our heart, resplendent with the radiance of molten gold. He has appeared in the age of Kali by his causeless mercy to bestow what no incarnation ever offered before, the most elevated mellow of devotional service, the mellow of conjugal love. Om Ajnana Timrandasya Chinanjana Shalakaya Shakshran Militam Yinatasmai Sigrave Namen Namam Vishnu Padai Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Charaswamiti Namen Namam Vishnu Padai Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamiti Namine Namaste Sarasvata Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Paskachai Desatarani. So this verse describes Lord Chaitanya. But to understand this verse, one must know the reasons for the appearance of Lord Chaitanya. In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Sarvanam Pritchyam Mamikam Sramvacha Hamtvam Sarvapapabhyo Moksayasimi Masuchaha. He says, just abandon all other forms of religion and just surrender unto me. Don't worry, I will take care of all the reactions of your sins. But this is Lord Krishna's request in Bhagavad Gita. But how to surrender? Especially in this age, how to become a devotee of Krishna? Therefore, Lord Chaitanya appeared. He has external reasons and internal reasons for his appearance. He appeared to show us how to live as a devotee. He appeared in the form of a devotee of Krishna to show us how to live as a devotee. And he came because incarnations from the Lord, they appear for different reasons. Lord Krishna in Bhagavad Gita says, Yada yada dharmasya glanir bhavda bharata abhyutanama dharmasya tatatmam chichamyam. Whenever there is a decline in religious principles, then I appear to re-establish these religious principles. So Lord Chaitanya appeared to re-establish religious principles. And what are these? What is the basic religious principle? The basic religious principle is to connect with God, with the Supreme Lord. That and how to make that connection? That connection is made by devotional service, service to the Lord. And Lord Chaitanya gave us a very easy method to come in contact with Krishna and to develop love for Krishna. He came to propagate the holy names of Krishna. The holy names of Krishna, Hare, Krishna, and Ram. These are transcendental vibrations. They are not different from Krishna. By chanting these names, our heart becomes purified of lust, anger, greed, envy, illusion, and we become peaceful, and we develop gradually, we become attracted to Krishna, the origin of all, of everything. And we experience eternal bliss. Eternal bliss, we realize our real identity. Our real identity is explained in Bhagavad Gita. Mamaivam shochi vi loke jiva bhuta sanatana. Our real identity is that we are a part and parcel of God. And we have a relationship. And because we have forgotten this relationship, we have received these material bodies, which causes us suffering. But real happiness we experience in the heart when we become selfless servants of humanity and of Krishna. And by chanting these names, our heart becomes purified. You have three names, Hari, Krishna, and Ram. Krishna means the all-attractive Lord. The Lord has a spiritual form. We see here on the altar, Krishna, left. And beside him is Radharani. It's his spiritual energy. And spiritual energy is called Hara or Hare. That's the other name. Hare, Krishna. And Ram, we see Ram at the right altar. Ram means spiritual pleasure. So it's a prayer to the Supreme Lord. Please engage me in your transcendental service. That engagement in transcendental service is the connection with Hara or Hare, the spiritual energy. And then we experience by that connection Ram, spiritual bliss, Hare Krishna and Ram. So Lord Chaitanya came to engage us all in this chanting of these holy names. These holy names are mentioned in the Kali Santara Upanishad as a method for God realization in this age. And therefore we chant the mantra that is mentioned in this Kali Santara Upanishad, and which was taught to us by Lord Chaitanya as Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. But Lord Chaitanya came also at other reasons. Confidential reasons for his appearance in this world. That we have on the altar, we have Krishna and Radharani. Radharani, she is the topmost devotee of Krishna. She has the most intense love for Krishna. She experienced that great spiritual happiness by a relationship with Krishna. And Krishna wanted to know that Srimata Radharani is loving me so much that it seems she is experiencing more happiness, spiritual happiness, than I'm experiencing. What in me is attracting her? So Lord Krishna wanted first to experience what in me is attracting her love. That. And then he wanted to have her experience. He wanted to experience Srimati Radharani's love for him. And because he was thinking she's enjoying more than me. Why is that? And therefore, Lord Krishna decided to appear in this world to experience the mood of love of Srimati Radharani for him. Therefore he appeared, Radhe Krishna, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Radha Krishna Nai Anga. Lord Krishna and Radharani merged in one, in Lord Chaitanya. And therefore, he appeared in a very compassionate mood, a very compassionate mood to deliver all the conditioned souls. That Lord Chaitanya gives this mantra and this chanting of the holy names freely to everyone to help them to develop love for Krishna and to realize their original position. In the spiritual world, because Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Aham sarvasya prabhavo mata sarvam pavartate iti matvabhajante mam buddha bhava samam vita. Krishna says, I am the cause of all causes. I am the cause of the material and the spiritual worlds. So there are material and there are spiritual worlds. And in the spiritual world, the highest part or the highest abode of Krishna in the spiritual world is called Goloka Vrindavan. And this verse I just read says that he gave mercy, a causeless mercy that no incarnation ever offered before. Lord Chaitanya gave us entrance to this Goloka Vrindavan, the highest abode in the spiritual world. This abode is described in various scriptures, is described in the Brahma Samhita. Shintamani pakara satma se kalpaviksa laksavri seta visabhupipalayantam laksmisasata sambrana sevyamanam govinnamadi purushan tamaham bhajami. Everything is made in the spiritual world of shintamani, touchstone. All the trees are kalpaviksa trees. Trees that can fulfill all your desires. There are surabhikas, spiritual cows, who give unlimited milk. There are thousands of goddesses of fortune who are serving the Supreme Lord. In Goloka Vrindavan, in the spiritual world, there you have Krishna is described in the Brahma Samhita as the most attractive Tat venam kavanta maravinda dalaya taksam bhagava tamsam asitam buddhasundarangam kandarpakot kamaniya vishesha sobhanko vinnamad pusham tamam bhajami. It's described as in a tree bending form with a flute and with a peacock feather in his hair that is described as most beautiful and attractive. That so in the scriptures, in the Srimad Bhagavatam, the Bhagavad Purana, it's described that 3/4 of everything what exists is the spiritual world. But in the spiritual world, there is a dark cloud, which is the prison house. And we are in that prison house, the material world. And we have been sent here because we wanted to enjoy separately from Krishna. And we got this material body to enjoy and suffer. The suffering is Krishna calling us back to wake up, to understand who we are, to understand that this existence in this body is very temporary. Soon is everything over. Everything you want to achieve in this life will be finished at the time of death. And nobody gets out of the prison alive. Nobody ever did that. But the Bhagavad Gita explains, we are a spirit soul. We are eternal, not his body. Krishna says, Deinasmin chatade kamram chavram chara tatade antarapatir diastatra namuyati. Krishna says, you have a body, but the body changes from boyhood to youth to adult, and then old age, and then vanquishes. The body changes, Krishna says, but you are not changing. You are in the body. You are the consciousness in the body, spiritual spark. And that spiritual spark belongs to the spiritual world. But to go back to the spiritual world, we have to change our mentality. A mentality from trying to enjoy this material world and trying to enjoy Krishna's property. We have to turn it in a service attitude. When we start serving, we feel satisfaction in the heart by serving. So Lord Chaitanya came to teach us how to become a devotee of Krishna, how to serve him. And then we become purified, and by our contact with Krishna, we feel great spiritual happiness. Krishna is in our heart. It's mentioned in the Bhagavad Gita that is in our heart, and he controls the material energy and the spiritual energy. But in the material world, we think of ourselves all the big controllers. But who controls here is heartbeat. Maybe great yogis can a bit. We are even not aware that's going on. Krishna in the heart is controlling that material energy. Soon it's lunch. We will eat something and then digestion. I hope so, otherwise you are in trouble. Do we know how digestion goes? We have no idea. But we hope it happens. So we are not in control. That's the first step to become God conscious, understanding we are not in control. And the next step is, I'm not his body. I'm the consciousness in the body. And it is because our consciousness has now become polluted with a tendency to exploit material energy. That's why we are suffering in this world. And by a little, by reforming our character, by becoming servants, service means love. It's man and wife. If there is no service, there is no love. If the wife says to the husband, please put the garbage outside. And the husband, no, I just love you, but I'm not going to do that. No, love means service. And Krishna, who is Krishna, is the source of all sources. Is our father, is our mother, is our everything. So, we should be grateful for our father and serve him. Even if you want to enjoy, approach Krishna and pray to him. He will give you the enjoyment you want, and he will take away the tendency for enjoyment at the same time from your heart. That's the Supreme Lord. You will become more happy. So, therefore, Lord Chaitanya, he said, once our spiritual master said, chant and be happy. So this is a formula to become happy, to become less detached from the world, and because it's by our attachment to things we are suffering. It's by attachment to things. If I tell you, oh, I saw just an accident outside, two cars colliding, frontal collision, you will say, that happens every day. But if someone comes in and says, I just saw someone bumping in your car, my car, then it's serious. That's a serious thing. So it's then we suffer because we think it's ours. That's an illusion. We can call ourselves proprietors for some time, but then we have to leave it behind. The supreme proprietor is Krishna. He's the one, the cause of all causes. So Lord Chaitanya came us to teach how to love and serve Krishna and become purified in our heart, so that we can become more happy. That, and he distributed it freely to everyone. Just this chanting of Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. But Lord Chaitanya did not only teach the chanting, but how to live as a devotee. How to think 24 hours a day of Krishna and come absorbed in service and feel great ecstatic happiness. That's the external reason of the appearance of Lord Chaitanya. It was Advaita Acharya, a great devotee, who prayed for the Supreme Lord, please come, because I see everyone in this world is very materialistic, only engaged in their iron mind, and they are very unhappy. They are fighting with each other, that so many miseries. So in that sense, Sri Advaita Acharya, he begged for the Lord to appear. And Lord Chaitanya appeared to give us the sublime process of purification of the heart and get into spiritual life. That spiritual life is the path for happiness in this life and the next life. But Lord Chaitanya wanted also us to go back to the spiritual world. And the spiritual world, there are two divisions. There is a division, Vaikuntha. Vaikuntha Kunta means misery. Vai means without. So the material world where we are is called Kunta, the Lord of the worlds of misery. Is there someone here who has only happiness in his life? No misery? No, we have all both, right? Sometimes misery, sometimes happiness, both. But in Vaikuntha, there is no misery. Everyone is in a spiritual form, but the consciousness is different from those in Vaikuntha and here. In Vaikuntha, everyone remembers Lord Narayan, God, at every moment. And they are glorifying him and are in awe and reverence because they know he is the supreme controller. Here in the material world, everyone has forgotten God, Krishna. Not always. Sometimes we need him. We have a whole shopping list. We pray, I need that, that, that. Just please cure me for my disease. I want this happiness and this. I want wealth, education, whole shopping list. And sometimes Krishna reciprocates. And when we get what we want, we forget him again. He's our order supplier. But mostly people are not much interested in God in this part of the universe, of the material world, unless they want some benefits. It's not that they approach God out of love. But in Vaikuntha they have love, but in awe and reverence. But besides Vaikuntha, there is a higher part of the spiritual world, that's Goloka Vrindavan. Goloka Vrindavan, there the residents, they have a more intense love for God. But to have that more intense love for God, they must forget that Krishna is God. But they don't forget Krishna. They always think of Krishna, but they forget he's God. He's the controller. It's there somewhere in the back, but it's overwhelmed by their love. And some residents of Goloka Vrindavan experience a relationship with Krishna and experience it in friendship. They think Krishna is my friend. So friends are equal. But it's more intense than just a servant. In the spiritual world, sometimes Krishna has pastimes with the coward boys and goes out during the day for herding the cows. But then the coward boys, they play. They engage in a play, and sometimes they split up in two parties. One party with Balaram and one party with Krishna. And then they have a game. And sometimes, yeah, and the one who loses the game must allow the other coward boys who have won the game to ride horse on their back. And so sometimes Krishna, the party of Krishna, loses the game, and Madhu Mangal, one of the, it's a Brahmin coward boy, he was at the party who won, and he went to Krishna and made his way on his back and started to ride horse on Krishna's back. But these are the loving relationships in the spiritual world, in Goloka Vrindavan, it's a very intimate love, and a higher form of love is parental love. Krishna has no father and mother, but for the pastime in the spiritual world, he has a father and mother. His father is Nanda Maharaj, and his mother is Yasoda Mata. And they think that their child is just depending on him, on them. They think if we don't care for Krishna, if we don't protect him, then something very bad will happen. So one day Krishna came from the herding of the cow boys back from the pasture ground, and with Balaram, and they both came back home, and Balaram said to Mother Yasoda, Krishna has eaten dirt today. And Krishna said, no, he's saying that because he lost the game. And Mother Yasoda said, open your mouth, I want to see if you have eaten dirt. And Krishna opened his mouth, and she looked in his mouth. In his mouth she saw all the universes and all the planets. And she saw the planet Earth, and she saw Vrindavan, and she saw herself looking in the mouth of Krishna. And she was thinking for a moment, oh, Krishna is God, he is the Supreme Lord, my son is the Supreme Lord, and she came in our reference. But Krishna did not like that. Immediately, he ordered his yoga maya, his spiritual energy, to cover her with parental love. And then she was thinking, I just had a bad day. And she embraced Krishna in great love. But this parental love includes the fraternal love, the love between friends, because the parents are also friend to the child, and they are also serving the child. But it's more intense. And then the most intense love is that of the gopis, the coward girls. They give up all their moral codes, everything, their husbands. When Krishna plays the flute, they run to him in the forest. And they have deep conjugal love for Krishna. Like Srimati Radharani has the most intense love for Krishna. It's the most intense because in a Vedic relationship you care for each other as parents also. The husband for the wife is, the wife for the husband is also a friend. So it includes all other relationships. Is the most intense, and is the most ecstatic experience to have that love. And Lord Chaitanya, he came to experience that love that Srimati Radharani had for him. To experience that love. And to give it to others. He opened the door to Goloka Vrindavan. In that highest abode in the spiritual world, one can only get entrance when one has the mercy of a resident of Vrindavan. And the Srimati Radharani is the most loved resident of Vrindavan. And Lord Chaitanya came in that mood. So by serving Lord Chaitanya, we become purified and we can go back to this Goloka Vrindavan, where there is eternal happiness. No birth, death, old age and disease, and the greatest spiritual happiness. So that's the reason, these are the reasons for the appearance of Lord Chaitanya. External reasons, he came to propagate the chanting of the holy name as the process for purifying the heart. The chanting of Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And he came in the form of his own devotee to teach us how to become a devotee of Krishna. And the internal reasons for his appearance was are that he wanted to experience the love of Srimad Radharani for him. Why she is so attracted to him. He wanted to know more himself, what attracts me to her. And he wanted to experience her love. And we can be part of that experience if we take to the process of loving devotional service to the Supreme Lord by the chanting of Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Any questions?